Surprise. You guys got me for this Thursday. I thought I was going to be on break, but dude, I get to spend time with you guys. Welcome to another episode of Box Score Breakdown. I'm once again your host, Tim Whitson, bringing you another Banger Sports Ethos presentation presented by FanDuel. As we only had three games, All-Star break is here, man. And honestly, our fantasy teams need it bad. I don't know about your guys' team. My teams are cooked, man. Oh my God. I like INJ red, all the way down the lineup. So we need this. We're going to talk about these three games. There was some interesting news along the way, some seasoning and injuries, some fines that came about. We'll see a chance to look at it all and get to talk about it all. No need to waste any time. Let's get straight into the games of this Thursday. So first game of the day. Be fair with you guys. It's going to be hard to take out anything out of any of this because it's before like All-Star weekend. So you're going to see like weird lineups. Like, bro, why is this guy getting 25, 30 minutes? It's going to be a mess. But we're going to try and take out what we can. You know, we're going to try extract the fantasy value. First game of the day, the Milwaukee Bucks absolutely cooked the OKC Thunder. 110, 293. I don't know if you guys know this injury-wise. I mean, a lot of the guys didn't play. We'll talk about OKC because we're here. But Jalen Williams is out for a hamstring injury again. I don't know if he comes back right after the break. I don't know. I mean, it just sucks when you get like repeated pings of the hamstring. So I would keep an eye on that. Like, don't expect him to play when they have their next game run out the back. If he does play, that's good. But like, it's tough, man. Another hamstring injury. And he came back. He probably came back too early just to play the Lakers, unfortunately. We're going to talk about who did play, though, for this game. The starters of Lu Dort, Kenrich Williams, Chet Holmgren, Isaiah Joe, and Cason Wiles. We can start with Cason Wiles, and we'll work our way up. Cason Wiles has put up a dud. Just stunk. He gave you two blocks, but 3 points, three assists, 1 of 7 shooting, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Just bad. Isaiah Joe, 17, 4, and 2. 4 triples. He's on that shooter, man. He's on that hot shooting streak. If you want to roll with it until the main starters get back, I understand. And honestly, like, if you just need a three-point streamer, Mile might be a good time to grab him because he's hot. 5-11 from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line for good old Isaiah Joe. Chet Holmgren, you wanted to put up a monster game here. I mean, this is pretty solid. I like this. He's not like, I'm realizing though, he's like capping his scoring, and I want to see a little bit more scoring wise. But I like this dude. 16, 13, 4 assists, 2 blocks. Solid. No threes, but 5-12 from the field. He hit all 6 of his free throws. That's solid. What more can you ask for on the last day of games before All-Star break? Kenrich Williams starting. He had 9 and 8 with 2 triples. This is a little rough shooting. 3 of 8 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. And Lu Dort had 9 points with an assist and a steal, 2 rebounds, 1 triple. I mean, we really shouldn't be rostering Lu Dort in any circumstances. But, you know, if you have him, I understand if you're like a deeper league. Kenrich Williams is more of a deeper league guy. I'm expecting Isaiah Hartenstein to be back. We're also, I think Shea's going to be back. I think it'll be about, he'll have like 3 weeks of time. He's not going to be participating in an All-Star game. I'm pretty sure. I think they had someone replaced him. Unless he does play an All-Star game, then he's absolutely playing when he comes back. We're taking the rest of these guys to the bench. By the way, shout out to Nikola Topic. He made his first like NBA game ever, his NBA debut. That's kind of dope. It's good to see him clear his battles with health and see him healthy on the court. He only had 2 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist in 12 minutes. I don't expect him to be getting a bunch of time, man. Because when these guys get healthy, he's just down the totem pole, you know? But good to see him healthy, and maybe he will get a chance to make some more noise in the future. Jeremy Cain had a pretty solid scoring night in this one. 13 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 dribbles. Didn't shoot his best, 3 of 9 from the field, but 5 of 6 from the free throw line is 24 minutes. I don't think he's going to be getting 24 minutes all the time. Like I said, when these guys come back, he's going to move down the totem pole. Aaron Wiggins had 5 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal with 1 triple in 20 minutes. And he just kind of falling out of favor. You would want him to get more minutes, but geez, it's bad. You could honestly, like, if you have him, just you could drop him, especially coming out of the All-Star break. You can just drop him. And of course, we love Alex Crusoe. And if he had more time on the court, we'd roster him immediately. 9 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 3 triples, 3 of 6 on the field in his 19 minutes. If he had like 26 every night and was like playing like Alex Crusoe, yeah, we'd be rostering him. We'll check on the Bucks. There's still no Giannis. There was no Ryan Rollins. And last out of nowhere, Miles Turner got a day off. Thanks. Wow. So, of course, everyone's looking at somebody on the screen if you're watching. If you're not, you're listening to the podcast. Yes, I'm talking about Usman Jang, who had 19, 11, and 6, one steal, four blocks. What a game. Three triples, 7 to 12 from the field, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. I can't bank on this. The only reason I cannot bank on this, deeper leagues absolutely grab him. Giannis is going to be back, and he might be good for right now. We might be rolling with Usman Jang for like interim. Giannis is going to be back. Turner's going to be back. And Ryan Rollins is going to be back, and that's all going to take you from everybody. I say if you want to do it for the interim, you can grab him, but you can't bank on a big performance like this. To be fair, though, Usman Jang is talented, and he was buried in OKC. That's just how crazy how good that team is. Deeper leagues, yeah, in a heartbeat, I grab this. 12-team leagues, I mean, if you want to, like, see how it goes until Giannis gets back, sure. He got, like, 26 minutes in the last contest that Miles Turner's played, although Miles Turner's minutes were a little bit down. And if Doc moves towards Usman Jang over Miles Turner, that would be insane, but I can't put it past him. So this is a speculative ad. You're grabbing them thinking like, ooh, I want to see how it goes. Sure. If you have the means to do so, you're not like fighting for that playoff spot last minute, you can grab them. But I don't think you could bank on this crazy line all the time. We'll talk about the rest of the starters. Kyle Kuzma had 14 and 4 with two triples, bad shooting. Yeah, both of his free throws, though. I'll give him that. Jericho Sims, 8 and 5 with a block, 4 or 5 from the field. Please do not roster Jericho Sims. I'm pretty sure Miles Turner will be back in the next one. Kevin Porter Jr., 12, 3, and 7 with three steals. Did kind of what he did, just a little less than usual. 6 and 15 from the field, shooting-wise. A.J. Green, 17, 2 and 3 with a steal, 5 triples. There he goes, just doing his little triple thing. Best, one of the best three-point streamers out there. 6 of 14 from the field, solid for him. He played 38 minutes. That's a lot of minutes. Bobby Portis, I don't know what this is. What was happening? I mean, they were beating up on the G League. Well, mostly G League Thunder, I understand. But Jesus Christ. 15, 12, and 3. 4 steals, 3 triples, 6, 11 from the field. Wow. I can't bank on that either. Dude, honestly, if I had to grab, if you sat there and said, hey, Tim, I have Bobby Portis and Usman Jang on my waiver wire, I'd take the chance on Usman Jang. I'm being all the way honest. I would rather take the chance on Usman Jang. Wow. Interesting. You had 11 and 7 for Pete Nance, 3 triples, 4 or 6 from the field. He's going to get buried, though. Like, all these guys come back. Unfortunately, he was the one that lost out on minutes. It already looks like Usman Jang is past this guy, so you don't have to worry about Pete Nance in deeper league. And I swear, I hope you guys didn't go and, like, run and grab Cam Thomas. Everybody loves big scoring games. Oh, my God. Look how many points he scores. Guys, that is not fantasy basketball. Not alone. Unless you just need a point to understand. He had 12 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 1 triple, 5 of 13 from the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. In 20 minutes. He got 20 minutes. That's it. I don't think you need to roster him in 12-team leagues. Deeper league, sure, whatever. But, like, don't bang on this guy thinking, ooh, league winner. He's probably not your league winner. Anyways, good stuff from the Bucks. That hopefully gives them momentum. They're going to try and push for the play-in, man. So you can keep rolling these guys out. They want to play. We're going to talk about this one. The Portland Trail Blazers we'll talk about Utah. Portland Trail Blazers 135-119 over the Utah Jazz. This barbecue chicken them. And we'll go ahead and talk about the Utah Jazz first. A couple things about Utah. I hope you guys know JJJ is out for the season. Yes, it aligned with tanking. Just like that's a miracle. It just happened to like unbelievably just come out of nowhere. Coincidentally, line that they're tanking and he's out for the season. But to be fully, like, completely honest, it is a PVNS tumor in his knee. And he does need to have surgery on that. And I'm glad they caught it early. So, like, healthy surgery for JJJ. We'll see him next year. And I think I'm going to be drafting him pretty high next year. I'm very excited because he looks really good on this team. Imagine when they have Kessler in the paint, too. And JJJ gets to roam. Oh, my Lord. So, we'll just have to wait, unfortunately. Prayers to JJJ. The rest of the team. Also, other news. This team has got fined $500K for tanking. Yes. Adam Silver fined them $500,000 for their shenanigans with sitting guys in the fourth quarter. You know, it's crazy. Will Hardy just had a post-game interview, and he said that he was sitting Laurie due to a minutes restriction. Didn't say anything about JJJ, but he was sitting Laurie due to a minutes restriction. And if the medical team has him on a minutes restriction, I'm going to do my best to keep him healthy. Yeah, it sounds like he just lied off his butt. But that, I mean, hey, man, it's whatever. Do I think it's going to affect these guys playing in the future? Probably not. I think they're still going to do it. I think now, though, if they're going to do it, they're going to be a little bit more aggressive and just rule these guys out. They're trying to catch him, and yeah, we know what they're doing. Like, everyone knows what they're doing. But it's Adam Silver doesn't put enough punishment for these guys to stop what they're doing.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
If you've been told you need a new furnace or have a bad heat exchanger, call Sears Heating and Cooling for a free second opinion. You'd be stunned at how often we run these calls and nothing is wrong. Sears Heating and Cooling, honest advice, fair pricing, and locally owned for almost 8 decades. SearsHeatingCooling.com.
And actually play the game the right way. He just does not do enough. That's not a big punishment. That's $500,000 slap on the wrist. You know the Utah Jazz is worth billions? That owner's looking at that like a tax write-off. So you're going to see some shenanigans still. Honestly, though, I think it does help a couple guys on the roster, and we'll talk about them. First guy, of course, Kyle Filipowski. I think you can grab him. Go grab him. Ooh, him or Usman Jang? Oh, I'd probably grab Filipowski, man. I think I'd have to. It's close. If they give Usman Jang like 27, 28 minutes a night, and you get Filipowski getting 30, ooh, it's hard. It's hard. But I think he might get buried a little more than we think he can. Filipowski had 15-9, 3 assists, 6 steals. What? Okay. 1 triple, 6-9 from the field, 2-4 from the free throw line. Yeah, roster. 12 team leagues. Yep. It's going to get annoying down the stretch. You're going to want to have the guy that fills in, especially with Nurk, man. Nurk might just disappear. Like, we might just never see Nurk again. I think he'll play in some bigger games, but yeah, we might see him disappear. They set a Cody Williams also. He had 9, 2, and 3, 2 steals on the block, 4-9 from the field, 24 minutes. More of a deeper league guy, especially if he gets into a bigger role, but I wouldn't grab him in 12 team leagues. Ace Bailey, 15-8 with 3 assists, 1 triple, 7-15 from the field. It's better. I like the rebounds, couple assists. That'd be nice if he had like a defensive stat or two. That'd be great. It'd be a solid game. Bryce Sensabaugh, of course, if you want the guy that just knows how to shoot the basketball, he's just there to score. Kind of like Cam Thomas? Yeah, in a way. Kind of. 28 points, 4 rebounds, 5 triples. No, nothing else. I don't pass. I don't play defense. 8-19 from the field, 7-9 from the free throw line. If you need to score and he's getting big minutes, he's just going to chuck the ball. And, of course, they got Isaiah Collier starting at guard, as point guard. You know what's crazy? His assists aren't as big as they usually are because he doesn't have Lori Markin and JJJ smacking up shots like they were, man. It's a difference. 15-2 with 9 assists, 3 steals, 3 of 8 from the field, 9 of 12 from the free throw line. He's getting to the free throw line, man. That's a lot of shots at the free throw line. And it was a couple guys off the bench. Good old, if you know about John Conchar, you know he just knows how to fill a stat sheet. 6.7 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. Oh, that makes my heart warm. Interesting. You might want to grab him in a deeper league if he's getting minutes like this. Dude just knows how to do everything. You know what's crazy, though? He just doesn't know how to stay healthy. That's the only problem. So, deeper league, keep an eye on John Conchar if he somehow starts getting minutes and falls into a bigger role. Svi Mihailuk had 14 points, 3 assists, 1 steal, 4 triples, 5-8 from the field, and 17 minutes. Solid game for him. Deeper league only, though. And Blake Henson had 11 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 3 triples, 4-7 from the field. That is super deep, please. I mean, I'm talking like 18, 20, whatever else. Maybe you're in 30 deep if you have that many people in your league. But these guys just got cooked, man. What do you expect? We'll talk about Portland Trailblazers. They rolled out most of the starting lineup. We had no Shaden Sharp. He'll be back after the break. I already knew as soon as he pinged up a calf there, it's like, we're going to take a cautious, and that's good. I'm glad they're taking cautious with him. And you have Denny Abia, who also will be mostly likely out until, of course, after the break, because he did not play in this one. We'll start with the starters, dude. Drew Holiday's back. That's kind of cool. And we got a little bit better knowledge on, like, the minute split. Drew Holiday had 31, 9, and 7, 4 triples, 10 of 15 from the field, 7 of 9 from the free throw line. Welcome back, Drew Holiday. Welcome back, brother. Scoot Henderson only played 20 minutes. Sure, you could say he's ramping up, but I don't think he's taking that role from Drew Holiday. 15-1, 4 assists, 1 steal, 2 triples, 4 of 6 on the field, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Solid game. That's a really good game. He shot really well, too. 6 turnovers, ugh, though, and 4 assists, that's not good. But 20 minutes, I think maybe he might pull 25 max, and you also got to realize there's no Denny and there's no Shaden Sharp. Makes it worse. Yeah, Vic Krejci off the bench do a little damage, 11-5 with 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 2 triples. Nice 3-point streamer, very accurate 3-point shooter. 4-9 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. Jeremy Grant had 18-3, a steal of 2 blocks. 2 triples, 7-17 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Interesting to see what happens with Shaden Sharp gets back. Maybe Shaden moves to the bench. I don't know. He's taking 17 shots, though. They're letting him just shoot the ball. And honestly, to be fair, I think that might be Shaden's spot, though. Dude, what is this from Klingon? This ball, this like, before the break, he gave you a Christmas present. 23 points, 18 rebounds, 7 dimes, 3 blocks? What is this? 8 of 12 from the field, 7-9 from the free throw line. Well, honestly, I'm impressed because he's playing like 31 minutes. And that's cool to see. That's really dope to see. Tumani Kamara had 14-8, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 4 triples, 5-9 from the field. Missed both of his free throws, though. But that's a solid line. That's what we wanted from him all season. We didn't ask for much. We just wanted this. Thanks. Thanks. Finally, thanks. And Sidy Sissoko played that last starting position and had 8-4 with 2 steals with 1 triple, 3-7 for the field, 1-1 for the three-throw line. He is a deeper league play, especially getting some more minutes right now. You might want to consider him until this team gets back healthy. Although, basically, by the time they get back, he'll probably move back to the bench. Good stuff from the Portland Trailblazers, man. I think they won 4 of the last 5. Solid. We'll go ahead and check on the next team of the day. Last game of the day, guys. This is so quick. This went by super fast. The Lakers beat the Dallas Mavs 124-104. There's the zombie Mavs, man. Nobody played. And people got hurt. Yeah. Oh, hold on. I got to do a refresh. Scores didn't pop up. There we go. We'll talk about the Mavs first. Yeah, Najee Marshall got hurt. I know, man. I mean, it's right before the break. They could have just been like, man, we're getting cooked. Just hanging the back, bro. He had 19-2, 4 assists, 2 steals, 8 of 13 from the field, 3 of 5 from the free throw line. In his 29 minutes, I would expect him to be back after the All-Star break, but man, who knows. PJ Washington, 18-4 with 2 assists, no defensive stats. Weird. 1 triple, 5 of 10 from the field, 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Love the free throw. That's a good free throw tonight for him. He probably won't do this again the rest of the season. Daniel Gafford got hurt. Now Marvin Bagley is a play because who else do they have unless they go to like Moussa Cisse? 2.6 rebounds, 1 block in 28 minutes. He played a lot of minutes. He's got hurt at the end of the game. The unfortunate man. Unfortunately, maybe he'll be back after the break, so you might want to hold just in case and to see if he does come back. Just, you don't have to touch anything on your roster unless you're doing some trades before your deadline hits. Max Christie, 19 points, 4 assists, 1 steal, 2 triples, 7 to 12 from the field, 3 or 4 from free throw line. Solid game from him. I like the shooting there. Brandon Williams had 17, 5 and 7 with a steal, 1 triple, 6, 11 from the field, 4 or 5 from the free throw line. Solid game for him. This guy needs to still be on rosters. Marvin Bagley, like I said, you might want to consider him if it's a long-term injury for Daniel Gafford. 7-4, 1 steal, 3-7 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. He's going to give you that high field goal percentage. Usually that's not his best game, but that free throw is going to be putrid. Just be prepared. And randomly, you had 9 points and 3 rebounds from Klay Thompson and 3 points and 3 assists from Tyus Jones. Dope, guys. Thanks for contributing. We'll go ahead and check on the Los Angeles Lakers. And yes, LeBron James is now the oldest player in NBA history to have a triple-double. 28, 10, and 12, 1 block, 2 triples, 10 and 20 from the field, 6, 7 from the free throw line. That's a banger game. Good game. Thanks for the Christmas present. Or just maybe it's a Valentine's Day present. Maybe he likes you guys. Right before the break. Yes, he's stat padded, but who cares? We'll take it any day of the week. Rui Hachimura had 21 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 3 triples, 9 and 13 from the field. Good shooting from him. I mean, I won't care when his team's healthy, but dope. Jackson Hayes got a start. There was no DeAndre Ayton. He got a break right before the All-Star break. I know it sounds crazy. You get a break right before the break. But 16 and 7, 4 assists, 3 steals on block, 80% from the field. Ooh, I like it. I like it. He had 11 and 3 from Jake Laravia. This kind of just filling there. He just does what needs to be done to win. They still got Austin Reaves coming off the bench, and he had 18 and 4 with 6 dimes, 1 triple, 5 and 10 from the field, 7 and 9 from the free throw line. Solid. Minutes still ramping up. Don't need to go too crazy because they had this game under lock. They had like the last 3 minutes of the game off. Marcus Smart had 9 points and 6 dimes with a steal in the block in his 25 minutes. Gave you a triple to go along with it. But of course, he just decided to tank your field goal in the process because he's not the best shooter. A couple of guys on the bench, if you ever want to pay attention to, deep leagues guys like Luke Kennard, 97, 3 assists with a steal. Love that. 1 triple, 3 of 7 from the field, 2 from the free throw line in 17 minutes, man. He's pretty good, man. He might be what they need, especially when he's getting looks off all three of those guys and the attention is like taken away from Luke Kennard. He's going to have some big three nights, and that'll be dope. And lastly, I mean, nobody else really did anything but Jared Vanderbilt, who had 5.6 rebounds and 2 steals in his 17 minutes. We'll expect Luka back right after the break. I think there's already been reports saying that he will be there. So these guys will be back and cooking. I don't know if Austin Reaves will be right back in the starting lineup, although this time helps him. He's not in any of the contests for the All-Star weekend. So hopefully he'll get some rest and relaxation and come back firing next week. All right, guys. Oh, hold on. Let me get this right. There we go. That's it. That was it. So simple today. Only 3 games. I hope you guys get a nice break from fantasy basketball. You know, go outside, enjoy life, get away from some screen time, and just do what you love. That's all I ask. From me to you. I appreciate you guys watching another episode of Box Score Breakdown. Once again, I'm your host, Tim Woodson. See you guys next Friday. We'll go over those games, and I hope you continue to win your matchups as you get ready for playoffs. See you soon.